Gabriel Spitzer here, and we're telling stories of traffic on Sound Effect. The woman you're about to meet is something of a traffic cop, but it's foot traffic she's directing. Occasionally, shackled feet.
In a year, around 15,000 times we will take somebody up to court. We will screen 400,000 people. We will x-ray over 300,000 items.
Elisa Sansalone is chief marshal for the Seattle Municipal Court. One of her main responsibilities is managing the well-worn thoroughfare beneath the courthouse where inmates make their trek to justice. It's more or less a straight shot from the city jail to the courtrooms, but Sansalone's path to this career was much more roundabout. She started out with a slightly more glamorous career in mind, film and TV.
When I was in 10th grade, I have a cousin. She was a floor director for Good Morning America. So she took me to work one morning, and I sat in the control room as the director and the technical director, and everybody was yelling and screaming, you know, and I just was like, these are my people. I don't know why, but these are my people. As a teenager, and even in college, I grabbed the phone book and went down video production companies, and then I just knocked on doors to see if anybody would take me for free for the summer. I just want to work. And there was this little company called Gamma Vision in Belltown. And I just walked in their door, and they were a small company, and they did human relations training videos for Seattle City Light, Metro, King County Metro buses, and they also did some customer service stuff. They took me in for the whole summer, and we had all kinds of shoots, and I held the boom, I ran the cameras, I carried all the gear, I ran back to the truck for the batteries, whatever they wanted, you know, go get the coffee.
Did that feel like show business?
No. There was no film concept in my world of movies or any of that. Wasn't even on my radar. So when the film thing happened, they were filming Journey to Spirit Island.
Take a journey filled with adventure.
Whoa, anybody there?
Danger.
We're all gonna die.
And mystery. Take a journey to Spirit Island.
My friend Steve, he was already on it, called me up and he said, you just got to get out here. They'll take you in a heartbeat. And they made me a production assistant that day, and that started my assistant directing career.
For we film illiterate folks, what do the assistant directors or ADs do?
Organizing the crew, the actors, the extras, the truck drivers, you know, somebody has this dream, hey, we're going to shoot over here, but someone has to figure out where everything is parked, where everything sits, when everybody shows up, when we're going to have lunch.
Fair to say you're sort of herding people?
Yes, I'm a good people herder.
What were some of those films?
Waiting for the Light, and that had Shirley MacLaine and Terry Garr. Dogfight with River Phoenix and Lily Taylor. Georgia, the movie Georgia was here, Jennifer Jason Leigh and Mayor Winningham. That was a lot of fun because we did all the music live.
I've been feeling so sad and blue. I've been thinking.
You know, I started approaching 40, wondering, what am I doing with my life? What does it mean? And so I started thinking and talking out loud, like, maybe I'll be a teacher. Maybe I'll do something else. And there's several Seattle police officers that we worked with regularly here. Because one of my jobs was to work with the police departments as whatever officers we had for traffic control. And they just kept bugging me to take the test. And I didn't believe them. I thought I was too old. I have no knowledge of guns. I don't want to carry a gun. It doesn't fit me. I don't know what they were thinking about. And they were just like, you're one of us. And I'm like, no, I'm not. Oh, yeah, you are. You're absolutely what we're looking for. And they set me up for ride-alongs, and then I'm driving around in the car with the patrol officers, and I was like, just like that day when I walked in to the control room at Good Morning America, I was like, oh, my goodness, these are my people. I'm with my people again.
Do you think it was like the authoritativeness of it or something like that, the fact that you could sort of be the calm in the center of the storm?
Calm in the center of the storm, yes. Authoritative, no. I like rules. I like order. And so I think that it has to do with fairness. I was a basketball referee. It kind of made sense to me. It's the same thing as I was learning about being a basketball referee, how to talk to people, how to talk to big personalities like yelling coaches.
After you graduated from the academy, you are a full-fledged officer. What happened then?
I worked downtown. I worked South Seattle. I worked West Seattle. Just an interesting hodgepodge. But I was also going through a divorce at the time, which really threw me off a lot. And I was just out cruising around one night, and it felt awful. I felt like all of a sudden I'm not with my people. I feel like I'm not there for them, like my brain was somewhere else. And eventually I just walked in the door and said, I can't do it. But I had to go to court for one of my cases.
Tell me about that day.
I had to testify, and I was up on the stand, and they were asking me questions, and I, you know, told them, yeah, I'm not a police officer anymore. And there was an SMC marshal sitting in the back of the courtroom. And after I got up and started to walk out, the SMC marshal chased me down the hallway and said, you need to come work with us.
Tell me just the nuts and bolts of your job as the chief marshal now. How are you kind of choreographing the action that people up here don't necessarily always see?
I put it down as like a basketball referee. You need the referees to play the game, but the game isn't about the referees. I like the rules, and I just, the idea of being part of something, you're helping people. But it's almost like you're moving that person from one chair to the next, just like you did at the actors. And I used to tell the mental health court judge, you're the camera. When the camera's ready, camera's ready, let's go. And in my mind, it kind of felt like that, getting them through hair, makeup, and wardrobe. To, okay. And then actually making sure their shirt's nice and tight and stick them out there and see how it goes.
You mentioned that like a sense of fairness and an appreciation for rules. And I assume rules being sort of enforced fairly is part of what drives you through these different parts of your various careers. Do you feel like you're doing that in your role now?
Everybody's human. A lot of people are suffering from some sort of mental illness or addiction, and that part of being able to control your own emotions when people are presenting, you know, in terrible states. I don't know how much more we can control, you know, fairness in the criminal justice system, but if we could get them in the state they're in when we pick them up at the jail, even no matter what happens to them up in court, if we can reframe it somehow so we return them in a better state than we got them, that's huge success.